Firstly, thank you. As we've been talking and discussing a little bit about this project, I'm here from Lewisham Music, and we are trying to collate stories and experiences and memories that really celebrate 100 years of Bellingham. I am joined by the incredible, lovely, just absolutely awesome Rosemary. Would you like to explain the capacity in which I'm joining you in? So what group we perhaps we're meeting as a part of, and what that group is and what that stands for and how it came to be?
Yes. We're from the Thursday group that meets at Christ Church, Bellingham, on a Thursday afternoon between 2, 4, 4:30. We've been going for 15 years come August. It's for people 60, 65 and over, whether it's men, women, doesn't matter what colour, culture you are, it's for anyone. We do different things, a bit of singing sometimes some crafts, sometimes some games. It's just a mixture. It's just more of a social club. So we started 15 years this August at St Dunstan's by the lady priest that was there at the time. We had no name, no money, and we were given, the people that were there was about 15 the first day, a piece of paper with about 4 or 5 suggestions on. They all had the name of Heart in them, and the one that got the most ticks, which was Young at Heart, that's how we became to be known as Young at Heart.
Thank you. So I'm here joined with you at Young at Heart. We're at one of the sessions. Can you let me know a little bit about what it's been like for you in terms of growing up, raising children, being a part of the community in Bellingham, and if there's any memories in particular that stand out to you as somebody who's been part of this community?
I was born in Lewisham at the hospital many years ago. Then we moved to Bellingham. I've been in the flat 32 years this year, and 15 years prior to that in Leof. So both our son and our daughter went to Elfrida, and then they both went to Sedgehill.
Wow.
Our son's the eldest. He's got 4 children. Our daughter's got 2. So we've got 6 grandchildren and 8 great-grandchildren.
8 great-grandchildren. Congratulations. That's amazing.
Yes, the son's got 7.
Wow.
And then the daughter's daughter has got 1. He's the youngest and he's 4. The oldest one will be 19 next month.
That's lovely. They must be so proud to have you, honestly. So that's a bit about your background in terms of how you kind of got to Bellingham. Do you have any... Okay, we talked a bit earlier about King Alfred.
Yes.
Could you maybe share the knowledge, that the wisdom that you just shared with me about that fun fact to do with Bellingham?
Yes. Young at Heart are doing a song for Bellingham's 100 years, and we're putting all different places, etc., that have been around or are still around. And King Alfred Avenue was from the King Alfred hundreds of years ago when he lived, it wasn't Bellingham then, but in the area, and he was mayor of the area at the time. So King Alfred Avenue gets its name from him. Elfrida gets its name from his daughter, and Adolf and Arnulf roads are named after her sons.
Such a fun fact. I was absolutely gobsmacked. Why don't we know that information around here? So I've heard this
somewhere.
Song. Yeah, it's probably written somewhere, but you've also just had the pleasure of hearing it here. I've also had a lot of insight into the area recently, like whilst doing this project, and I've been amazed at how much Bellingham actually offers this community, particularly here, this particular church. I know you were breaking down for me what happens on a weekly basis. Is it possible just to share that expertise as well?
Yes, the church is in use, or the building is in use, every day of the week. On a Monday, there's a Monday lunch club. On Tuesday, there's Bell Tots, which is for mothers or childminders, whatever, for children under the age of 5. Wednesday, there's 2 different groups of young dancers, and their tutor is from Trinity Laban. Both those groups meet during school time, not holiday time. Thursday is Young at Heart. Friday, we carried on after the winter warmer, the afternoon session, because people wanted it to carry on. And once a month, on a Friday morning, we have children under 5 coming to cook.
Lovely.
And then Saturday, there's a private school here. And on Sunday, after the Sunday morning service, the private school carries on. So the building is in use every day of the week.
Amazing. Amazing. And very, very useful to know. Rosemary, what does Bellingham mean to you?
Well, it's just a place I've known for many, many years now. Mm. I lived on, brought the children up, grandchildren, etc.
What does it mean to be part of this community? Can you, because there are plenty of people that don't necessarily have this interaction with not only other members of the community, but like they don't get to honour the area that they live in the way you have, and the way you contribute and selflessly assist with so many different people's lives and experiences. Everybody's growing up here and they get to live knowing that there's a unity and almost a camaraderie, I've noticed, within not only the group but just the community itself. What does it mean for you to be a part of this community of Bellingham?
I enjoy it.
I'm glad.
Even during lockdown, I would contact different ones, send them birthday cards, Christmas cards, etc.
Right.
And they say, when are we going back? I say, I don't know, as soon as possible. So we came back, I looked into it, and as soon as it was possible, we came back. And everyone, no one complained about all the rules and regulations.
Yeah.
You know, I said they had to bring their own cup and then take it home and wash it up. No one could sit next to somebody. There had to be a space in between.
Right.
Only one person could do the teas.
Yeah.
And all the cakes or biscuits we had all had to be wrapped. Everyone had to give me their subs in an envelope or something, which I wasn't allowed to open for 3 days.
Right.
No one complained.
Whole process.
They were all just so pleased to be able to get back.
I'm probably very grateful that you kind of assisted and accommodated that, because it sounds like a lot of preparation. That sounds like a lot of looking at procedures, implementing them, making sure everything has been adhered to. Like, that's pretty hardcore when you think about it.
Especially when I'm in a wheelchair.
Exactly.
I can't get on buses.
But that's the dedication, and that's yet another example of how purposeful you are to not only people you care about but to the community, because this is you actively helping in every way you can, really. And I think I get the honor of just saying thank you, because as somebody who's now introducing myself into this environment, I've been like blown away at just the kindness, you know. If you had advice, and this is separate from 100 years of Bellingham, this is me talking to you as such an incredible person, if you had any advice that you could leave in this segment of a podcast that you think is necessary for young people, other people who are currently living or listening, who are listening, that you think is something you stand for or you live by, what would that be? What could you advise listeners?
To help one another.
That was a given, wasn't it? I walked right into it. Yeah. And why is that so important to you?
It helps people. You haven't got to be nosy and intrude on their lives, but just to help them, listen to them.
Right. What is your most pleasant experience of Bellingham?
think young at heart, really. Incredible. Other than family, of course.
Other than family, separate from that. Yes. I agree. It's a pretty incredible group here. Fantastic setup. And that song, which we can catch at Bellingham Festival, is going to be available to listen to.
Trinity Laban, as I say, paid for Zoe.
Right.
So she's freelance.
Yeah.
She's not here every week. Sometimes it might be twice a month, once a month. They've got, not a show, but they've got tutors that go out to other groups. I know there's one in Sydenham, in Jews Walk and other places. And so there's about four or five different groups are all meeting at Trinity Laban
right.
the day before the festival. And we've got to go and sing it there.
Oh, amazing. So you're taking it on the road. You're touring with it at this point. That is incredible.
It's
and very exciting.
They want the day they before want, because
yeah.
that's the day they'd organised prior to realising the Bellingham Festival.
I don't know if I'm even qualified or allowed in the hierarchy of Lewisham music to suggest this, but at some point I would love to ask Lewisham Music if they could almost do a recording as well and include it as a separate segment on the podcast, or perhaps we could have access to the recording that you did with Zoe as well. But having heard this incredible song that really commemorates and celebrates Bellingham, I just want to say thank you. You can tell lyrically, I have to get involved at this point. So correct me if I'm wrong, Rosemary, when we spoke about this, you guys had worked out the lyrics, given them to Zoe, and as Zoe's a musician, Zoe then compiled the song.
We gave her the different words.
Yeah.
And she put them together.
Yeah.
And as I say, because time was getting a bit short and
right.
she's not here every week, I then suggested maybe a tune that we all knew.
And what tune was that, Rosemary?
Sweet Caroline. She picked the tune, not we did.
Yeah,
she put the words to make it.
But it works so well. And can we just for clarity, we're not saying Sweet Caroline in the song, are we? We're saying
Sweet Bellingham.
Of course we're saying Sweet Bellingham in the song, which is just beautiful. Such a great sentiment and celebration. I'm looking forward to seeing it live at Bellingham Festival. Good luck with the performance beforehand, the day before. You're going to have like 4 or 5 days of rest after this. You guys are going to need a tour bus and entourage and management at this point. But it's been a pleasure speaking to you, and I'm so grateful for your time and for allowing me and Sam to come down here and hear some beautiful stories and experiences and advice from you. So thank you.
Thank you very much.